Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 24, The Black Death. The Black Death, one of the deadliest pandemics in human history, swept through Europe, Asia, and North Africa in the mid-14th century, leaving devastation in its wake. Believed to have been caused by the bacterium Yersinia pestis, the plague decimated populations, with estimates suggesting that it killed between 75 and 200 million people worldwide. This catastrophic event not only reshaped the demographic landscape, but also profoundly influenced the social, economic, and cultural fabric of the medieval world. The origins of the Black Death can be traced back to Central Asia, where it is thought to have emerged in the 1330s. The disease spread along the Silk Road, facilitated by trade routes that connected distant regions. By 1347, it had reached the Crimean port of Kaffa, where Genoese merchants, fleeing a Mongol siege, inadvertently carried the plague to Europe. The disease made its way to Italy aboard ships, rapidly spreading to other parts of the continent. Its progress was alarmingly swift as it travelled along trade networks, infecting port cities and inland towns alike. The plague manifested in three main forms: bubonic, pneumonic, and septicemic. The most common bubonic plague was characterized by the sudden onset of fever, chills, and the appearance of painful swollen lymph nodes known as buboes. Pneumonic plague attacked the respiratory system and could spread through airborne droplets, while the rarer septicemic plague infected the bloodstream, often leading to rapid death. The disease's symptoms were terrifying, and its lethality left communities in a state of panic and despair. In the absence of modern medical knowledge, the causes of the plague were poorly understood, leading to widespread fear and superstition. Many believed it was a punishment from God for humanity's sins, while others attributed it to astrological phenomena or miasmas, poisonous vapors thought to emanate from decaying matter. Efforts to combat the disease ranged from prayer and religious processions to more extreme measures, such as self-flagellation by groups of penitents known as flagellants, who sought to atone for the world's sins through public acts of penance. These desperate attempts, however, did little to stem the tide of the pandemic. The spread of the Black Death was exacerbated by the conditions of medieval life. Overcrowded cities, poor sanitation, and limited medical knowledge created an environment in which the disease could thrive. The bacterium is believed to have been transmitted primarily by fleas that infested black rats, common in urban areas and aboard ships. As the rats carried the infected fleas into human settlements, the plague found fertile ground to spread. The interconnected nature of trade and travel in the medieval world ensured that no region was safe from its reach. The impact of the Black Death on Europe was staggering. Entire villages were wiped out, and urban centres became ghost towns as death tolls mounted. It is estimated that the population of Europe decreased by 30 to 60% during the pandemic. The sheer scale of loss created labour shortages, leading to economic disruption and a shift in the balance of power between the working class and the landowning elite. With fewer labourers available, wages rose, and serfs began to demand better conditions, sowing the seeds of social change that would reverberate in the centuries to come. The cultural and psychological effects of the Black Death were profound. Art and literature of the time often reflected the pervasive sense of mortality and despair. Images of death, such as the Dance of Death motif, became common, reminding viewers of life's fragility and the inevitability of their own demise. Religious devotion intensified for some, as they sought solace in faith, while others became disillusioned with the church, questioning its inability to provide answers or protection from the plague. The pandemic also intensified scapegoating and persecution. In their search for explanations, some communities turned on marginalized groups, particularly Jewish populations, accusing them of poisoning wells or spreading the disease. These baseless accusations led to violent pogroms and massacres, adding to the tragedy of the era. The breakdown of trust and cohesion within societies highlighted the social fractures that the pandemic exposed. Recovery from the Black Death was slow and uneven. While the immediate effects were devastating, the long-term consequences shaped the trajectory of European history. The labor shortages and economic upheaval contributed to the decline of feudalism as peasants and workers began to assert greater autonomy. The pandemic also fostered advancements in medicine and public health as societies sought to better understand and manage disease outbreaks in the future. Though rudimentary by modern standards, these efforts laid the groundwork for future developments in epidemiology and healthcare. The Black Death also had significant ecological effects. The dramatic reduction in human populations allowed landscapes to recover, with abandoned farmland reverting to forests and wilderness. This environmental shift had a lasting impact on Europe's ecosystems and resource management, as communities adjusted to new realities in the aftermath of the pandemic. The legacy of the Black Death endures as a reminder of the vulnerability of human societies to disease and the profound ways in which pandemics can reshape the world. It stands as one of history's most significant turning points, a period of immense suffering that also brought about lasting change. The resilience and adaptability of those who survived paved the way for the transformations that followed, influencing the development of the modern world. Today, the story of the Black Death continues to captivate historians, scientists, and the public, offering lessons on the importance of preparedness, the interconnectedness of humanity, and the enduring human spirit in the face of adversity. Its echoes can be felt in the challenges of contemporary pandemics, reminding us of both the fragility and the strength of societies confronted with the unthinkable. The Black Death remains a haunting yet instructive chapter in the story of human history. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.